The Truth News Network. He's not Rush. He's not Sean. He's Dan. Dan Newman. And as usual, he's got the inside scoop on what's really happening in D.C. and everywhere else in the U.S. and the world. TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan.
And the rest of the world, operative words for today's story. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to TruthNewsNet.org. I'm Dan Newman, and I'm glad during this week between Christmas and New Year's, you decided to come join us here. Believe me, it is busy on an international scale politically. So let's get right to it. Today's story, are friends alone with U.S. troops leaving Syria? During the 2016 presidential campaign, one of the promises candidate Trump made to Americans was to get the U.S. out of Syria and to not get entangled militarily in foreign countries going forward. He famously put it this way, quote, "I'm not, and I don't want to be, the president of the world." So why all the uproar from those on the left and even some on the right? Many on the right have screamed just as loud as some of those on the left about his recent announcement that he was going to pull out the U.S. military members on the ground still in Syria. Who has been surprised to see the constant attacks from the media with not only the president's announcement to pull out of Syria, but the forced resignation of Secretary of Defense Mattis, Mad Dog Mattis? They don't care about Trump's campaign promises to do so. They don't care that former President Obama actually fired Mattis, but didn't even bother to call the general to fire him. He heard about it from someone else, Mattis. At least Trump met with Mattis multiple times, and the secretary knew of the military strategy disagreement between himself and President Trump. Obama didn't even do that. But did you hear the press slam President Obama for doing it? Absolutely not. How ridiculous are mainstream media members about this? Max Boost of the Washington Post, who has been a constant attacker of all things Donald Trump, illustrated just how ridiculous the MSN really is. In April of 2018, he ridiculed the president for the U.S. even having a military presence in Syria. Then in December, just days ago, he railed against the announcement the president made about pulling ground troops out of Syria. On the website, the front page, I actually posted on top of each other the two tweets that he blasted the president for what he has done in the past and what he's doing now. The first one says, "Trump can't do anything right. We don't need troops in Syria." This is Max Boost of the Washington Post. And then when the president announced he was pulling out of Syria, this is what Max Boost posted. "Trump's surprise Syria pullout is a giant Christmas gift to our enemies." So I ask you this, can President Trump do anything right? The answer to that, at least according to the media, is a resounding no. That strike against Syria prompted the tweet from the Washington Post columnist the next day. What's the point that we are reaching to express today? Keep reading. Remember this from April of 2017? Quote, "Tonight, I ordered a targeted military strike on the airbase in Syria from where the chemical attack was launched." Mr. Trump said that in his remarks from his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. He continued, "It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons. Years of previous attempts at changing Assad's behavior have all failed, and failed very dramatically," the president said, referring to President Bashar Assad of Syria. "As a result, the refugee crisis continues to deepen, and the region continues to destabilize, threatening the United States and its allies. The cruise missiles struck the airfield beginning around 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday." That's in April of 2017. "And the strikes continued for 3 to 4 minutes." Remember that? Well, let's get back to the Mattis matter. Mattis Media Matters. You know, defense secretaries come and go. President Obama had four of them in 8 years who had some unkind things to say about his leadership or lack of it. There was no talk of chaos or of the only adult in the room leaving. You've heard that about President Trump more than once. Suddenly, the media are in a meltdown after Mad Dog Mattis announced his departure from the cabinet after President Trump announced our departure from Syria. Foreign policy Pentagon reporter Laura Seligman wrote the press corps is contemplating suicide over Mattis's resignation. She really used that term, that the press corps is contemplating suicide over Mattis's resignation. She said this, "I think I speak for all national security reporters tonight when I say I'm about ready to jump off a cliff. But at least I already wrote the Who Will Replace Mattis story only 2 months ago." Wow. President Trump is just now completing his first 2 years as president. Mattis has been Secretary of Defense from the beginning. It is not unusual for presidents to have and make cabinet changes quite often, especially following the first midterms of a presidential administration. The Mattis change is not unusual for any president to make. And Mattis made it clear in his letter of resignation that he was leaving for fundamental differences with President Trump on foreign military actions, specifically on the pending drawdown of troops from Syria. As this report for you is being prepared, the American media and much of the world were shocked to hear the President and Mrs. Trump paid a secret visit to U.S. troops in Iraq the day after Christmas. This trip and the media's response to it are humorous to me. I watched last week as a president's troop withdrawal plan was released as NBC blasted the press, not only for the troop withdrawal from Syria, but the fact that President Trump had not visited any troops on foreign soil ever. NBC wrote it this way, and this is from their article. On Christmas Day, this is last year, on Christmas Day, President Donald Trump took part in a long-running practice of presidents who called troops stationed around the country and the world. But he broke from a recent tradition of actually visiting troops and wounded warriors. He did so in 2017 when he visited wounded troops at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on December 21st. And then NBC put this in parentheses. And invited Coast Guard service members to play golf at his course in West Palm Beach, Florida. Kind of a left-handed compliment, maybe? I don't know. By staying home on Tuesday, they said, Trump became the first president since 2002 who didn't visit military personnel around Christmas time. Now, the announcement just came out a couple hours ago about his visit to Iraq. I cannot wait to see who says what in a negative fashion about the president's trip. You can bet he will get no media credit at all for the trip. The bottom line is this. No matter what this president does or does not do regarding the American military, the mainstream media will demean him. Oh, how horrible it is to withdraw from Syria. They make it sound like we've had tens of thousands of troops there for years and that our ground forces leaving Syria will leave millions of Syrians in harm's way. ISIS is there and will slaughter them all. Or, President Assad will gas his own citizens now that America is gone. The mainstream media makes it seem in all their reporting that the U.S. has had thousands of troops on the ground and even had military bases there. What they do not talk about is U.S. military capabilities when those tens of thousands of ground troops and that huge military infrastructure put in place in Syria are dismantled and they all come home. Wait, how many troops do we have on the ground in Syria? Well, let's do this. Let's turn to that bastion of journalistic integrity, the Washington Post, that gave us the dire consequences of the pending massive U.S. troop pullout of Syria. A headline in the Post, U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria is a dream come true for the Iranians. This story was actually written by their correspondent in Beirut. It says this: one of the biggest winners of President Trump's decision to withdraw troops from Syria will be Iran, which can now expand its reach across the Middle East, with Washington's already waning influence taking another hit. The abrupt reversal of U.S. policy regarding its small military presence in a remote but strategically significant corner of northeastern Syria has stunned U.S. allies, many of whom were counting on the Trump administration's seemingly tough posture on Iran to reverse extensive gains made by Tehran in recent years. Instead, the withdrawal of troops opens the door to further Iranian expansion, including the establishment of a land corridor from Tehran to the Mediterranean that will enhance Iran's ability to directly challenge Israel. It also throws in doubt Washington's ability to sustain its commitment to other allies in the region, and could drive many of them closer to Russia, an Iranian ally, analysts say. Analysts aren't named, of course. They continue, "This is a dream come true for the Iranians," said Riyad Khawaji, who heads the Institute for Near East and Gulf Military Analysis, a defense consultancy in Dubai. "No longer will Iran take the Trump administration seriously, like they do now. Oh my gosh. It's an isolationist administration. It will no longer pose a threat. And Iran will become bolder in its actions because they know this administration does not have the backs of the Syrians." Think about that. "The Americans have come to the conclusion that they can exercise power neither in Iraq and Syria nor the entire region," said Brigadier General Mohammed Pakpour, the commander of ground forces of the Revolutionary Guard Corps, at a news conference in Tehran. "The most immediate impact will be in Syria, where U.S. troops have been serving as a buffer against Iranian expansion throughout the country as Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, backed by Iranian-trained and funded militias, consolidates control over areas that rebelled against him in 2011. The area in northeastern Syria where most of an estimated 2,000 U.S. troops are based." Not 20,000, not 100,000, 2,000 U.S. troops are based is now up for grabs, he said, with both Turkey and the Syrian government vying for control. Well, here's the truth about U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria. I don't care what the media says, facts or just that, facts. We have just a little over 2,000 troops in Syria, not the tens of thousands. It is doubtful that Iran would attempt to overrun Syria with their own troops while U.S. forces are there. But knowing already the U.S. commitment to Syria, it is doubtful that the withdrawal will open the door to the Iranians in any way. And the concern in the story was about leaving Israel wide open to Iran and their possible attacks on the nation of Israel. Did you hear? Israel mounted an attack against Iran yesterday. But how long, if needed, will it take for the U.S. to deploy and activate troops back to Syria? According to experts, it would take no more than 24 to 48 hours to do so. Well, we'll hear this today. What could the U.S. do in Syria during the 1 to 2 day period to get those ground troops back? Well, guess what the U.S. could do? Exactly what it did to Syrian and Russian troops in 2017 to stop the gassing by Assad. We'll go to NBC News again. Reported this about U.S. action against Assad in April of 2017. Here's their story. The United States fired 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles at Syria overnight in response to what it believes was a chemical weapon attack that killed more than 100 people. At least 6 people were killed, Syria claimed, but the Pentagon said civilians were not targeted and the strike was aimed at a military airfield. All but one of the missiles hit their intended target, one U.S. military official told NBC News. The other missile failed. 1 out of 59 failed. All but one. That means of the 59, 58 hit their target. Only reason the other one didn't is it was a missile failure. The missiles were fired from the destroyers Porter and Ross And guess where they were? In the Mediterranean, the Eastern Mediterranean. The U.S. decimated Syria without a single person on the ground. Not one on the ground when that very effective missile strike took place. That or a similar attack could be initiated by the U.S. in a matter of hours. Folks, the bottom line is this. No matter what the president does or does not do, he will never satisfy his detractors. And the mouthpieces of the Democrat Party, the mainstream media, will never give the president credit for any accomplishment regarding the military, regarding immigration, regarding the economy. They ignore all the facts regarding anything that Donald Trump initiates or doesn't initiate. It doesn't matter what it is. They're going to paint it negatively. So why wouldn't this president simply do what he promised Americans during his 2016 campaign that he would do? I'll ask you that again. Why wouldn't the president simply do what he promised Americans during his campaign that he would do? Wait a minute. U.S. presidents aren't supposed to do what they promised during campaigns, right? So why would President Trump feel any obligation to keep any of his promises? Folks, it is that ridiculous. 2019 is going to see a Democrat-controlled House of Representatives for 2 years. Think about that, 2 years. Nancy Pelosi's House of Representatives, and what legislative accomplishments are they going to try to achieve? Doubtfully any, because the U.S. Senate is still controlled by Republicans. And Mitch McConnell's made it clear he's not going to do anything regarding immigration that the president does first agree with. The president's got to say it's okay, anything that comes from the House. So immigration pretty much is going to be out. What about the military? What about economic? What about all their threats about taxes? They're going to roll back. They're going to take back the crumbs that U.S. citizens got last year with the tremendous tax cuts. They're going to destroy the U.S. economy if they try to do anything. They're going to get nothing done but attack this president. So let's just sit back and watch him do what he's going to do. And I encourage you to continue to ferret out the truth for yourself. You do not need the mouthpieces of the Democrat Party to do anything but give you news. And boy, they sure aren't good about doing that. Everything that comes out of their mouths or they print has a filter on it, a filter of leftist political correctness, identity politics, and Donald Trump is evil. If you take those three things and put them in the front of everything they say, everything they write, you'll kind of have their perspective down. Find the truth for yourself. And don't forget, you can always come back here, www.truthnewsnet.org. We give you the facts and let you make your own interpretations. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're having a great holiday season. This week, generally, we slow down between Christmas and New Year's. That's kind of cool. Stay with us at truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody. Have a great day.
We don't tell you what to think, but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network. truthnewsnet.org.